Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Hey everyone, just a reminder here before we start that our new spinoff show, The Lead Starting Five, is available now in its own podcast feed. In case you haven't checked it out yet, this is our daily rundown of five big sports headlines in just 10 minutes. The show is fast moving, it's fun, it's a great way to keep up with all the latest sports news every weekday in, again, just 10 minutes. Go check it out if you like it, subscribe, and maybe give it some rating and reviewing love. Once again, it's The Lead Starting Five, available everywhere that you listen to podcasts. Okay, here's today's episode.
This is the moment where we're all going, this isn't a special player for now. This is a special player for all time.
We're just over two rounds into the Stanley Cup playoffs, and already the NHL's brightest star, Connor McDavid, has put in a playoff performance for the ages.
Couldn't get the shot away. He still has it. Proper out back. He still has it. He scores!
Today, reporter Jonathan Willis joins us to discuss how McDavid has somehow taken his game to yet another level, the records he's breaking and minds he's blowing, and what his continued ascent means for the NHL.
To be able to watch Connor McDavid doing what he's doing, that's a treat for anybody. You don't have to like the game of hockey to turn it on, see Connor McDavid, and understand that what he's doing is incredibly special. He transcends the sport.
Plus, what to watch for as the rest of the Edmonton-Colorado series unfolds. From Wondery, I'm Otter Skelto. It's Wednesday, June 1st, and this is The Lead. So, Jonathan, Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers lost an absolutely wild high-scoring Game 1 in the Western Conference Finals on Tuesday night. But I actually want to start this episode by going a little further back in time, specifically to last week and McDavid's dramatic series-clinching overtime goal against the Calgary Flames. First, can you just walk us through that play as best you can remember?
Well, I think the whole play is actually a microcosm of that Edmonton-Calgary series. It starts with a Darnell Nurse dump-in, and then Connor McDavid was instantly in there with speed, and he's so good on the forecheck. Noah Hanifin, who's an excellent defenseman for Calgary, is feeling the pressure. He throws the puck along the boards where Leon Draisaitl picks it up. It's a terrible thing for the opposition when you have those two players, McDavid and Draisaitl, on the ice together because they're so hard to defend. And then he just split Lindholm, who was trying to get back to the middle to cover him. Matthew Tkachuk couldn't get over in time. And then, of course, the Connor McDavid shot.
And McDavid scores! Game winner! Series winner for Connor McDavid!
You know, it's funny. They have the brand new arena in Edmonton, and it kind of got the disparaging nickname of the library at times because it was so quiet. And it's the loudest I've ever heard it.
And only fitting that it'd be Connor McDavid get the series clinching goal.
McDavid, he instantly starts bolting for center ice, pumping his fist, like huge smile on his face. He's machine-like in his stoicism, his professionalism. You very rarely get an emotional reaction from him, and he was just pure joy on the ice afterward. His exuberance, he bubbled over. It was maybe the happiest I've seen him in the National Hockey League.
And the Oilers are moving on. What a beautiful play by McDavid to get open and allowing that pass from Draisaitl into the most dangerous area on the ice.
You mentioned that Connor McDavid is known for being sort of robotic, not one to show a ton of emotion or give a lot of insights into how he's feeling in press conferences and things like that. What did we see and hear from him after the game?
I really didn't think it was that different. I thought he was kind of back to normal after the game.
Yeah, hard to put into words what that one meant to me. you know, the guys did a great job of hanging in there all night.
You know, he kind of joked about riding his teammates' coattails because until the overtime goal, he hadn't had a huge impact on game five, the deciding game. Not the way he'd controlled the final games against Los Angeles or the way he'd been so dominant early in the series against Calgary. He was talking about how great Leon Draisaitl had played. He was back to deflect and credit others mode, which is his, you know, his standard operating procedure.
He was amazing. That's all you can really say. You know, it's hard to really put into words how amazing he was out there. In every game, you know, every single game.
So I think he was mostly recovered and back to good hockey man Connor McDavid mode by the end of the game.
It's probably like, did I just black out there? What just happened? I was pumping my fist and going crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That's not how we behave when we're Connor McDavid.
And Jonathan, stepping back for a minute, can you explain why that goal and that series win for the Edmonton Oilers felt so monumental to hockey fans in general, I guess, but also to Edmonton hockey fans in particular?
Well, from a hockey fans in general standpoint, I'll start there. This is the best hockey player in the world playing the absolute best hockey of his career. It was a signature moment on what has been an otherworldly playoff series. And that makes it a huge story for the NHL. It makes it a huge story for hockey fans generally. But that's pretty small in comparison to the story from an Edmonton perspective.
The fans are rising to their feet. And here's a breakaway by Gretzky. All alone. He shoots. He scores.
This is the home of Wayne Gretzky. This is the home of, you know, five Stanley Cups.
Ladies and gentlemen, the coast to coast, 1988 Stanley Cup champions.
This was an incredibly successful team for the entire 1980s, and then they had ownership issues, they had all kinds of problems. The Oilers missed the playoffs for 10 consecutive years. They were a punchline. They were the worst team in the league by far.
And this one is over, officially, even though it was over a long time ago. Chicago comes into Edmonton and spanks the Oilers.
The Oilers, when they got Connor McDavid in 2015, that was supposed to be a turning point. It was a turning point of turning points. It was the fourth time they'd had the first overall pick. And three times previously, it hadn't been enough to turn the page on the franchise's failures. McDavid was going to be the difference. And 7 years into his career, he hadn't been. Because no matter how well he played personally, he could not overcome the weaknesses of the team around him.
You know, it's frustrating. You know, we want to play in the playoffs as a team. I personally want to play in the playoffs. I'm not happy about it.
They've been eliminated in the first round. They've missed the playoffs at times. They've been a wreck of a franchise. And frankly, it's been a little bit embarrassing to have the best player in the world and be unable to win a game in the playoffs. This is the first real sustained playoff success the Oilers have had. It's something that for the city, I mean, if you've gone a decade supporting just a miserable NHL team, and they supported it in incredible ways, that building sold out again and again and again when the team was nowhere near competitive. So you look at those long-suffering fans, the fact that now they're enjoying this incredible performance by McDavid, by the supporting cast, and getting to see some team success.
Enthusiastic fans after the Oilers beat the Flames 5-4, pushing them into round three of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
It's an incredible moment. It's the first time in almost 20 years that there's been something to really celebrate in Edmonton.
The fans watching the game from the Ice District Plaza in downtown Edmonton Thursday were equally jubilant, some even taking their shirts off in the excitement.
And Jonathan, can you just talk also a little bit about the Battle of Alberta and how that maybe added a little bit of extra drama and theater to that series?
Well, that's the other thing. It's been 30 years since we've had a Battle of Alberta series. And in the 1980s, Calgary was one of the best teams in the league. And the road through the playoffs always ran through Alberta. It was Edmonton and Calgary, Edmonton and Calgary, Edmonton and Calgary. You know, it was like those famous Colorado-Detroit series, but taken up a notch because of the physical proximity. Those teams hated each other. And even a regular season game between Calgary and Edmonton can be incredibly meaningful. It's a destination on the 82-game NHL schedule. So being able to watch a very good Calgary team with major stars, incredible depth, well-coached, go head-to-head with the Oilers in the second round of the playoffs, it was going to be a treat no matter what. And obviously for Oilers fans, the way it ended was perfection.
Well, We're just over two rounds into these NHL playoffs now, but Connor McDavid has already been doing some historic stuff. Jonathan, can you explain what he is doing numbers-wise and put some of that into historical perspective for us?
If you look at what Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl have done and you compare it to past playoffs, you know, coming into game one against Colorado, each of them had 26 points. If you look at the scoring leaders in previous playoffs, last year only one player had more than that through four rounds. That was Nikita Kucherov on the Tampa Bay Lightning. If you go back 3 years, nobody in the entire playoffs had that many points. These guys are scoring at double the traditional playoff rate. And I mean, Leon Draisaitl's McDavid's equal in points. He hasn't been his equal in play. He's playing through injury. He's playing on McDavid's wing. He's, as much as he has definitely contributed, he's been partially a recipient of McDavid's genius. And what McDavid is doing is something we really haven't seen since the days of Wayne Gretzky. Maybe Mario Lemieux in the 90s is the other guy who's close.
And, you know, numbers aside, to me, it seems like the way that people are talking about Connor McDavid's performance in these playoffs is different. You know, it's something I've never heard before. Like, for example, we saw two players from the Calgary Flames, Matthew Tkachuk and Rasmus Anderson, basically say that Connor McDavid is beating them all by himself.
Yeah, we've let one guy, you know, beat us a few nights now. So just back to the drawing board and figure out a way to stop him.
You know, we gotta stop him as a unit. Yeah, one individual can't stop him. So we just gotta stop him together.
And all-time hockey greats like Paul Coffey and Mike Modano have come out of the woodwork to talk about how incredible Connor McDavid is. Jonathan, are there any comments that have jumped out at you and really sort of stuck with you?
The one that really stood out to me was a piece written by Pierre Lebrun for The Athletic. And he talked to Wayne Gretzky and Wayne Gretzky said, you know, I don't know if words can describe it. Well, if anyone was going to describe how Connor McDavid is playing, it would be Wayne Gretzky, who's the last guy who played like this in the postseason. And, you know, even for him, this is something he hasn't seen in so long that it's hard to nutshell it.
It also seems like people just sort of struggle to come up with words to describe what he's doing. So I guess what words do you have for us, Jonathan? You know, what? how do you attempt to explain how he's taken his game to another level? What is he actually doing on the ice to kind of reach these new heights?
He has amazed me so many times over the course of his career with his speed, his capacity to process at top speed. Nobody else in the NHL can move and think and react as quickly as he can. It's like he's come down from another league. He's an NHL player who's been demoted to the American League to play in the American League playoffs, except that he's doing it in the best league in the world. The turning point for me were the games against LA, Game 6 and Game 7. He was playing 28 minutes in Game 7 against LA. Those are defenseman minutes. He was playing every other shift at top speed. Nobody does that. And every time he got the puck, nobody could do anything to him.
Here's McDavid now, the indirect off the boards, comes back to the Oilers captain, wraps it around, and scores! Connor McDavid!
You play him physically, he bounces off checks. You give him space, he burns you. You play him tight, he burns you.
He finds McDavid in the middle. McDavid twisting and turning. Connor McDavid, look at those moves. A pass in front!
There's just nobody who can do the things he's doing right now. And that very much includes, you know, regular season Connor McDavid. He's found a level somehow that's above and beyond what he's already done. And this is a guy who's led the NHL in scoring four times. This is the fastest player in the league finding another gear, a physical player finding another level of physicality. He's incredible.
This is the relentless effort of Connor McDavid. And you think he likes that? This place has erupted.
Okay, coming up, what to watch for as this explosive series between the Oilers and the Avalanche continues.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying?
If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Well, Jonathan, Connor McDavid is, of course, only one player on this Edmonton Oilers team. Who else has really been contributing to this playoff run so far? What else have been the keys to their getting as far as they have?
Well, that's just it. And we talked earlier about how one player can't really overcome a decrepit team around him. This is the farthest thing from a decrepit team. The Oilers have some weaknesses, but they have just superb talent at the top end. I mean, it starts with Leon Draisaitl after McDavid. Ordinarily, during the regular season, Draisaitl and McDavid were on separate lines. They're playing together now. The reason for that, primarily, aside from the fact that it has worked, was in the first round, Leon Draisaitl was taken down by Mikey Anderson, and he's been playing on what we believe to be a sprained ankle since. They had to have him at the wing because you have to skate a lot more at center than you have to skate on the wing. And he's ridden wing for Connor McDavid before, and their chemistry is superb. There may not be a better player in the offensive zone than Leon Draisaitl in terms of just pure passing and shooting. They've got the kind of supporting cast up front they haven't had in ages. Guys like Evander Kane, who came in at midseason, Zach Hyman, who was signed this summer, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who's been there forever, but really hasn't had any peers. Now they've got three of those guys, and it's made all the difference. Mike Smith, their goaltender, you know, he's 40 years old. He's a fantastic story. Coming into the playoffs, I was a little bit skeptical of Smith. He gets very hot and very cold. So I've seen him be very good and very bad, but he's been very good for most of this playoff run. And he's bounced back from some really difficult plays. You know, he kind of gave away game one to the Kings in the first round with an atrocious giveaway. And he came back and responded with some of the best hockey he's played in Edmonton. So yeah, I really have to respect his resilience. But the other key I'd say for the Oilers has been the coaching staff. They changed coaches at midseason, something that GM Ken Holland has never done. Hmm. They brought up Jay Woodcroft, who's a very up-and-coming minor league coach. They brought up his defensive coach, Dave Manson. And those two guys have worked wonders. The Oilers are a different five-on-five team under Jay Woodcroft. They're much more competitive. And Dave Manson's kind of earned a reputation as a defenseman whisperer because of the way he's developed the Oilers' prospects. He has found new levels from a not a pedestrian defense, but one that's really not that remarkable, especially with Darnell Nurse fighting through injury. He's found contributions from guys like Brett Kulak, Tyson Barrie, players who were regarded as somewhat one-dimensional. So a lot has had to go right for the Oilers to get this far. And it's a big story beyond Connor McDavid.
This matchup against Colorado, for the neutral hockey fan at least, is absolutely mouthwatering. I mean, you have two of the league's most exciting and fastest, most skilled teams squaring off against each other. And they treated us to an old school shootout of a game in game one on Tuesday night, with Avs hanging on to prevail 8-6. Jonathan, what do you think this series will ultimately hinge on?
When I look at Colorado, the player who frightens me the most, with due respect to Nathan MacKinnon, is Cale Makar. Because what Cale Makar has done this season, I don't know if he's going to win the Norris Trophy. If not, he'll be number one or number two. He's a phenomenal player. And to me, he's every inch the equal of MacKinnon. Those two are the key point for Colorado. The difference is that Edmonton has extreme skill up front. So you look at guys like Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, Gabriel Landeskog. The Oilers can go toe-to-toe with those guys. Nazem Kadri. You look at what Colorado has on defense, guys like Cale Makar and Devin Taves, Edmonton doesn't have anybody like that. Darnell Nurse is the closest piece, and he's playing through injury. He's not 100%. So to me, it's really going to depend on whether Colorado's defense can tip the scales. The McKinnon-McDavid battle is going to be fantastic, but that McCarr-Taves thing, that's something that Colorado has, that pairing. It's something Colorado has that Edmonton just doesn't have an answer for that I see on paper.
You mentioned McDavid and McKinnon, and you know, in those two guys, you have two former number one overall picks, generational talents, arguably the top two offensive players in the league, with also somewhat similar games as well, right? Both guys, it's just all about speed and skill simultaneously. Does this feel like a potential rivalry of the future, sort of centered around those two superstars?
Yes and no, because it's easy to look at McDavid and McKinnon and kind of go, oh, well, this is the new Crosby Ovechkin. The problem there is when it was Crosby and Ovechkin, it was Crosby and Ovechkin. With McDavid and McKinnon, you have to throw Austin Matthews in there too, who's very much in that same weight class as a heavyweight offensive forward. But the cool thing about McKinnon and McDavid is, like you said, they both go at it with speed. Matthews is an unbelievable goal scorer. So as much as he's in the conversation and kind of makes it a three-way battle instead of a two-way battle, he's a different kind of player. And we'll see if Edmonton and Colorado stick with a power versus power matchup where McKinnon and McDavid are playing each other all the time. I think Edmonton's going to try and get away from that as much as they can. They like to double shift McDavid. Mm. But that kind of speed, I can't think of a forward matchup that compares. As a rivalry, I think it's somewhat lacking because they're not playing each other in division play during the year, which makes it a little harder. With Crosby and Ovechkin, you got more regular season matchups. So it was a little easier to stoke the flames of that rivalry.
Sure. And lastly, Jonathan, what do you think the continued ascent of Connor McDavid, who, as you mentioned, has ratcheted his game up yet another notch this postseason, what does that mean for the NHL overall? Do you think his greatness and some of these new storylines that are emerging around him specifically have the potential to elevate the status of the league?
Yes. I mean, to me, he's been there for a few years already. The difference being that now he's doing it on hockey's brightest stage. Edmonton's limitations have meant he hasn't been able to do this in the postseason. Now he is. With pro sports, everybody wants to see the very best players playing the very best version of their game. And I mean, outside of hockey, I'm a pretty casual sports fan, but I know about Tiger Woods. I know about LeBron James. People want to see superstars. And that's how you bring in fans who maybe aren't big hockey fans. But I mean, to be able to watch Connor McDavid doing what he's doing, that's a treat for anybody. You don't have to like the game of hockey to turn it on, see Connor McDavid, and understand that what he's doing is incredibly special. He transcends the sport. And for him to do it with such a spotlight on him, it's nothing but good for an NHL that has always struggled to showcase its best players.
Well, Jonathan, if that wasn't a good sales job and a great pitch for the NHL, I don't know what is. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us today and breaking this all down.
Very much my pleasure, Anders.
You can find more of Jonathan Willis's writing about the Edmonton Oilers and the NHL at theathletic.com. From Wondery, I'm Anders Kelto. Thanks for listening. To hear more of The Lead, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or to listen to us on your Alexa-enabled device, just say, Alexa, play The Lead podcast. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.